All right, MJ, put those headphones on. This is a radio show here. It's the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank. We got to kind of let you in on a little secret. We've been watching you, or at least Googling you, checking out Facebook, figuring out what you folks out there in the world are emailing each other and reading on the internets. And then we have a whole segment about it, which we call The Most. All right, we've assembled a crack team of producers here, Dan Pashman, MJ Davis. Dan, first, you've got something on Google. What do you got?
This is from the New York Times technology section, most emailed. Mm. The story is about Google. Google basically released this information about the world's most frequent searches. The headline here, Sex, Nazi, Burrito, and Viagra. Who Googles what? Internet users in Egypt, India, and Turkey are the world's most frequent searchers for websites using the keyword sex. That's Egypt, India, and Turkey. But then look at the word Hitler. Germany, Mexico, and Austria Google the word Hitler most often. But there's
Mexico?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
I just had to put that in there.
Yeah, that piqued my interest as well. Chile came in first place searching for the word gay. Hangover, most searched by Ireland, United Kingdom, and United States.
My peoples.
Sorry, Luke.
My peoples with the stereotype. Let's see. MJ Davis, you got something for us. What's up?
This morning, the number one searched thing on Google was about BET's reality television show American Gangster, which on October 31st will feature Frank Lucas, who in the 1960s and 70s made reportedly $1 million a day dealing heroin in Harlem, and he smuggled.
That was in the 70s.
Went somewhere. Wrong business here.
He smuggled it in coffins from Vietnam. Wow. Yeah, it's nasty stuff. He's actually quoted as saying, "I wanted to be rich. I wanted to be Donald Trump rich, and I did it." And there's a movie coming out on November 2nd of the same name, American Gangster, starring Denzel Washington, and we have a clip of him and his nemesis Russell Crowe from the trailer.
Most important thing in business is honesty.
Bribery, extortion,
integrity, hard work,
murder, racketeering,
family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Who is this guy?
See, you are what you are in this world. That's either one or two things.
I'm sorry, you put a Jay-Z song under any movie trailer, which you don't hear in that clip, but later on in the trailer, it just... I'm going to go see that movie.
All my Holly Weird friends tell me that's the big Oscar pick this year. That's the big movie everybody's waiting for. It's going to be Oscars all around.
Yeah, and Denzel got to talk with Frank Lucas a lot, and he said he was humble and he loved Frank Lucas.
All right, from the BBC, this is mine. Swearing at work can cut stress. Our producer, Matt Martinez, said that things might be changing around NPR with this headline.
I just want you to know that's why I'm so relaxed during most of the meetings.
It's a study by Norwich University of East Anglia. It found that in terms of leadership styles, the use of, quote, taboo language boosted team spirit. Now, they discourage swearing in front of customers if you have a store. That's probably understandable. Good. And that in most cases, profanity must be seriously discouraged or banned. However, the study suggested that in many cases, it serves the needs for people who are trying to have an identity and trying to bond with their coworkers. Managers need to understand how their staffs feel about swearing.
There is kind of a thing where if your boss drops an occasional F-bomb, you're sort of like, okay, they're down. They're like me. They're not always completely manicured. And I could see a certain affection. Too much of it.
Too much. My mom used to tell me that cursing was a sign of a weak vocabulary. Was not allowed in the house, that you were supposed to tell you exactly what the problem was, not just saying, rah, rah, rah.
My mom just told me to shut the F up. That's kind of how we did it in Burbank town. All right, Matthew Martinez.
Hi there.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Yeah,
what do you got?
Good to be here from the bowels of the studio. This is a piece that ran yesterday on Morning Edition by Dick Knox, one of our science reporters, about a strain of strep that's been discovered by doctors in Rochester that's causing ear infections, a strep ear infection. And it's drug resistant, much like the MRSA that's in the news today. And 9 children in the Rochester area have known to have gotten this superbug, and they call it strep pneumo. And it's called the 19A strain, 19A Rochester strain. And It's pretty frightening stuff. Here's Dr. Michael Piquecaro of the University of Rochester, who discovered it along with his colleague Janet Casey in the piece from Dick Knox.
There are 2,722 previous strains that never had exactly this genetic information, whereby the bacteria has acquired resistance not only to amoxicillin, the standard treatment of ear infections, but all 18 antibiotics approved by the U.S. FDA.
Now, 9 cases isn't a crisis, but the discovery has captured the attention of public health experts who track antibiotic-resistant germs, like Dr. Elizabeth Bancroft of the Los Angeles County Health Department.
What was found in Rochester was worrying for two counts. It was a very, very resistant strain of strep pneumo, and it was a strain that was not covered by the vaccine.
She's referring to a strep pneumo vaccine introduced 7 years ago. It protects against 7 different strains. It's greatly reduced the incidence of pneumococcal infections in children, but researchers had predicted that by suppressing the most common strains, the vaccine would open the door to new ones like the 19A Rochester bug. Bancroft says once the new bug has evolved, experience teaches that it's likely to spread.
Frightening.
You know, strep pneumo sounds like acute. If you have to get some kind of strep, it sounds like a
Nemo,
Disney movie.
Like Finding Nemo?
Finding strep pneumo.
Finding
Nemo.
Strep pneumo. But maybe not so much
show
for the
today
kids
is
who have
all,
it.
It's like all things that are scary medically all the time on this program. We're going to have more of that coming up.
That does it for the most. You can find the links to these and other BPP stories at our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks, everybody.